This is the Composer's Datebook for November 21st. I'm John Zeck. Today in 1941, Dmitri Mitropoulos led the Minneapolis Symphony in the first performance of a new symphony by the German composer Paul Hindemith, who even came to Minnesota for the premiere. Mitropoulos was an ardent promoter of new music, but few of the contemporary works that he programmed were welcomed by audiences or the critics with much enthusiasm. Hindemith's reputation as an atonal composer had preceded him, but surprisingly, his new piece for Minneapolis was billed as a symphony in E-flat major, and much to the delight of all concerned, featured recognizable tunes. His themes were melodious, instantly recognizable, and easily followed, wrote the critic of the Minneapolis Tribune, concluding it was marked by musical honesty and sincerity, and it should be heard again soon, not only in Minneapolis, but by other concert audiences the country over. By chance, another famous composer, Sergei Rachmaninoff, was in Minneapolis that same day and was invited by Mitropoulos to attend the Hindemith premiere backstage where he wouldn't be annoyed by autograph seekers. Rachmaninoff had a very pessimistic view of modern music, but Mitropoulos was sure the famously gloomy Russian would like this resolutely tonal new symphony. Rachmaninoff was positioned just off stage. And after the end of the symphony, which was received with great applause, Mitropoulos passed him as he left the stage. "Well?" asked Mitropoulos. "No good," was Rachmaninoff's lugubrious response. For more information, visit our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.